The VMware User Group has more than 100,000 active members and holds more than 45 events worldwide. There are also other perks from the group, such as the VMUG Advantage Program, which provides access to evaluation licenses. VMUG recently hired Brad Tompkins as its CEO. Search VMware spoke with Tompkins about his background with VMware and the VMUGs and what he's planning for the group's future. Hi, Brad, and thanks for joining me on the Search VMware podcast.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me today, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Now, Brad, can you just give me a little bit about your background and how you started to get familiar with VMware?
Well, I have been in the IT industry my entire career. I've done a variety of different things. I have sold corporate technology to corporate accounts. I've done help desk. I've done training. Most recently, I was involved with a IT company that really focused on the insurance industry, and we delivered our product through VMware, and this was probably about 10, 12 years ago, and so that's kind of when I first got introduced to VMware, and it was around the disaster recovery and what kind of options can we do, and VMware was a good fit for us. We used the Site Recovery Manager, and we used some of the other products as well. I left that company and then went to a data center services provider. And there we did co-location as well as cloud, and our cloud was simply virtual servers, and that was all built on the VMware platform. And that was important to me when I was looking to go to that company because I wanted to go somewhere that was using VMware because of the reputation that it has. So I wanted to sell something that was very affordable to people, something that they were familiar with, and so it was a good fit. So throughout the past 10, 12 years, I've been involved in either managing a team that manages a VMware for a specific company, or selling the VMware product out to small businesses, larger enterprises, you know, everybody across the gamut. So that's kind of how I got started in VMware and thus got started with VMUG as well.
Speaking of the VMUGs, how did you first get involved with that organization?
Well, back two jobs ago with the insurance IT company, that's when I joined, and I also had staff that was involved in VMUG, and just, you know, with the local groups that were there and with the user cons and those sort of things, that's how I started getting involved and getting familiar with VMUG. I had been involved in other user groups in the past. Some were specific to a particular manufacturer, some were not. So early on, I saw the value of being able to collaborate with your peers as a huge benefit to me in my career. And so that's when VMUG came along, I was promoting it internally, telling my folks, hey, we need to be involved in this. We need to get involved in this because I knew the benefits were going to come not only for my staff, but also for the company that we were working for at the time.
How did you hear about the CEO position? Was that something you were looking at, or did somebody approach you?
Yeah, I got approached about that position, and as soon as I heard about it, I was immediately interested because with my past of being involved in user group, it is something that I'm passionate for. I think that, again, all the collaboration that a user group brings and the model that it has is I won't call it unique, but it's definitely different than corporate America in some aspects. And so I found out a little bit more about it, and they did a couple interviews, and I kind of went through all that. And when they offered me the job, I enthusiastically accepted, and I started July 1st. And let me tell you, it's been a whirlwind since then, but it's been a lot of fun and trying to get ramped up on things. And I'm looking forward to my first VMworld as the CEO of VMUG. So that's going to be exciting and fun for me as well.
As somebody who goes to a few VMUGs, we're located here in Boston. One thing I've noticed and that people remark about is that people that are in the VMUGs are very passionate about VMware and passionate about sharing tips and experiences with other users. And from what I understand, it seems to be somewhat rare. Has that been your experience as well?
Yes, our users are very active, and we have a lot of users. And so we, with that amount of base that is, like you said, passionate about it, that is one of the big benefits. And the thing I think that's a little bit maybe unique about it is everybody has different environments. So you hear sometimes from manufacturers, oh, this is the way this works, but they're doing it with everything their company manufactures and they make. So obviously there's advantages to that, and it works really well. Well, not everybody's in that situation because acquisitions or budgets or whatever the case may be. So our users are able to communicate with each other and say, okay, here's my environment. Chances are we can match them up with somebody else that has something very similar. And this is the challenge that I'm having. How do you get past that? Or this is what I did, and it's working fantastic. I recommend other people that have this makeup of environment to try this out and do it that way. So those are some of the real-world type benefits that our members can get just by utilizing the group and reaching out to folks, whether it's on our website or through events or through virtual events or through other social media platforms, your LinkedIn's, your Twitter. You know, there's plenty of ways to get connected. But being part of VMUG kind of designates you as someone, hey, this person is passionate about virtualization, passionate about VMware, and is interested in helping others and getting help as well from the community.
And what have your impressions been so far? You've, you know, had that experience as a user going into the VMUGs. Now, how is it a little bit different now that you're running the group?
Well, it's a lot of things behind the scenes that happen that I think our users might not think about. And that's good. I'm glad that they don't have to think about them because that tells me that my staff is doing a good job. But it is a lot. I mean, it is a business. VMUG is very much a business, just like, you know, the other businesses out there. I mean, there are some differences. You know, we're a nonprofit and those sort of things. But, you know, we have to look at the finances. We have to look at what events we're doing, which ones are beneficial. And that benefit might not always be financial. But we have to look at those. And so we're constantly revising, okay, what's our value proposition for our end users and our members? And what do we need to expand on? What do we need to maybe sunset because it's not getting the benefit that we thought it would? And then some things go, the benefit might be there for a couple of years, and then after that, environment that makes it a good thing to do is no longer there, so we need to move on and funnel that money into something that's going to be the next thing that everybody needs to be aware of. So it's a lot of work, and it does take a team to get it done, and so there is a lot of just the back office things is really what coming on and doing this for the last month and a half, I've really been able to see firsthand. So I think that's the big thing, just the behind-the-scenes things. But I'm glad that we keep folks, and I do feel like our job is to insulate folks from that sort of thing because they want to go and talk about their environments and their virtualization and VMware and, you know, getting lunch out to 1,000 people at a UserCon. You know, that's things they don't need to worry about that we take care of on our side.
I know you've only been on the job for a short while, but I know you're. I've seen out there that people are emailing you and asking you questions about various things. And has there been one thing that's sort of sticking out to you that people are asking about, complaining about, would like to see different with how VMUG operates?
I think if I could sum up what the majority of the questions are, it would be about where are we going? What's going to be next for us? As you know, we've seen tremendous growth from 2010 to 2015. We have over 100,000 active members right now. And we're at the point of, okay, we're kind of ready to go to VMUG 2.0. So right now, myself and my team are in the strategic planning phase for 2016. And what we'll do is we'll take that plan and then turn it into action items that we can grade ourselves on and that we can measure. And that will become our action plan for 2016. So what that's going to be, we're still in the stages of finding out and tweaking that, if you will. But I do get the question of what's next, and it really comes from an excited user base that is kind of waiting. Hey, this is exciting times to be a part of VMUG. It's an exciting time for VMware with all the different products and business units that they are either acquiring or developing themselves. And we want to be able to, again, roll out additional value to our members that might be able to focus on those new products that VMware is rolling out as well. And that's going to just continue to increase our member base and increase the value add for all our members as a whole.
What is the best way for people to get a hold of you if they do want to give you feedback? Is it your email or is it your Twitter?
Yeah, all of that's open. So my Twitter is at vmug_CEO, and my email is btompkins@vmug.com. The phone number for headquarters is another way to get in touch with me. That's something that folks can call as well. Yeah, anything like that is open game. And also, I try to attend as many of the user cons as I can. Logistically, some are very close or on the same day, so obviously I can't be two places at once. But I would encourage you to reach out to me at a user con as well. I generally am on stage at some point during the day. Most of them, it's multiple times, so I should be fairly recognizable. And please come up to me, shake my hand, introduce yourself. I'd love to meet folks out there in the field. That's part of the good things about my job. It's just being able to interact with my customers and the members.
Now, VMware hasn't been known for its open source efforts in the past, but now with a lot of its container releases, it's reaching out to developers. Is that something you think we're going to see more from VMware?
I do think that's something they're going to continue to look at because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, people have environments that they've inherited that run the gamut on different manufacturers. So everybody's going to need to kind of play well with each other, if you will, to some degree. And there's constant debate about, is it best to go best of breed, or is it best to go with just all one manufacturer, and there's benefits to that, and there's pros and cons. And those are things that people are going to individually have to make for their businesses and whatever makes most sense for them. But with all the different cloud providers out there, everybody's talking about virtualization and hybrid cloud and how are we going to do this. So I do think that's something that they will continue to look at and how, where does it make sense for VMware to be able to coexist with other manufacturers out there? Because that's the real world that we live in.
You talked about the VMUG 2.0. Can you talk about anything specifically that's being discussed that may make it for the meetings next year?
Well, some of the basic things that you know, we can talk about, and I mentioned that we are in the process of kind of finalizing this now, and this isn't going to be something that's going to be rolled out in the next 12 months or next year. This is going to be a 3-5, you know, 8-year plan for VMUG is what we're hoping to have to say, okay, this is where we're going to go, and this is how we're going to get there over the coming years. We're going to look at, you know, the user cons. We constantly want to be evolving those. We're going to be looking at new cities. Where else can we go to put these user cons in? As I also mentioned, there might be some things that we need to sunset so we can focus on some other offerings that make more sense. That's something that we want to look at. We want to continue to grow what we're doing with VMUG Advantage. We have recently included Eval Experience on that, which allows VMUG Advantage members to download software and try it in their home labs and all that, you know, to get the licenses for 365 days. So it's a great environment for people to kind of kick the tires in their home labs and do work like that. So those are a few of the things that we're talking about now. And I am still very early on in this, so we have got a lot of work ahead of us to do, even to get the plan together. But one thing I'll say is our board of directors, which, as you know, is led by customers, you know, they have charted a path to ensure both immediate relevance and also long-term sustainability. The volunteers, you know, that's a key piece to VMUG, and it's exciting to know that we have such talented and dedicated and passionate leaders all over the globe to ensure that those plans become a reality.
Great, Brandon. I appreciate you taking the time for speaking with me, and good luck with your new role.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here, and we will see you at VMworld.